參加今年嘅退休會。
And seems like they're having a good time.
好似佢哋個個都好開心。
But I'm glad, I commend all of you for being here this morning.
我亦都好高興今朝見到大家。
You know, the weather is very bad.
今日天氣唔好。
It's kind of one of those night, those mornings that you just want to stay in bed and sleep more.
係嗰一種你朝頭早想起身就留喺張牀度瞓多啲。
But again, I commend you for being here this morning to worship the Lord.
但係我好高興今朝喺呢度見到大家。
And I pray that the Lord will speak to you and really give you a sense of His presence this morning.
我求神藉住今日嘅講道，即係可以對大家説話。
Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court made its ruling about gay marriage.
上個星期美國最高法院對於同性戀婚姻作咗個決定。
And this decision now makes gay marriage legal in our entire country.
呢個決定令到同性戀婚姻喺成個美國合法化。
Many in our nation celebrated this legal milestone.
有好多人慶祝呢一個嘅里程碑。
But those of us who are Christians, who believe in God's word, are disappointed.
但係好多基督徒好似我哋係相信神嘅話語嘅基督徒，我哋就覺得好失望。
Now we certainly feel that everyone should be treated fairly.
我哋當然覺得每一個人都要得到公平嘅對待。
But we also recognize that the Bible teaches that certain things are bad or sinful.
但係都知道聖經教導我哋有一啲嘅事係罪嚟嘅。
And that all of us are sinners before God.
首先，我哋每一個喺神面前都係罪人。
And yet God loves us in spite of our sin.
但係雖然我哋有罪，上帝都仍然愛我哋。
So the Bible is clearly teaches that sex outside of between a man, a husband, and a wife is wrong.
而喺聖經裏邊一個好清楚嘅教導就係喺夫妻關係以外嘅性行為係錯嘅。
And whether it be heterosexual or homosexual sex, it would be wrong.
無論呢個性行為係喺同性或者係異性裏邊發生，都係錯嘅。
But again, the Supreme Court said that gay marriage is now legal.
但係而家美國高等法院話呢個同性婚姻係合法。
In fact, our society has moved so that this sinful behavior is to be celebrated and encouraged.
而更加嘅就係我哋嘅社會已經改變咗，佢覺得呢啲唔啱嘅行為係應該去被慶祝嘅。
But as Bible-believing Christians, we would urge repentance.
但我哋相信聖經嘅基督徒，我哋要希望人哋去悔改。
And to seek God's forgiveness.
我哋都去求神嘅寬恕。
But this is not the end.
但呢個唔係最終。
If we look at recent history, recognize that not only is this practice legal, but those who disagree with it will be punished.
但係你喺近代嘅歷史裏邊，你都見到邊一啲人唔贊成美國高等法院佢今次嘅判斷嘅時候，佢哋都受到刑罰。
Many of you may remember that about 3 years ago, there was a fast food company that wanted to open up in Boston.
唔知記唔記得大家記唔記得2012年有一間嘅食快餐嘅鋪頭想喺波士頓裏邊開鋪頭。
Now, the owner of this company said he did not agree with gay marriage.
而呢一間鋪頭僱主佢唔贊成同性戀婚姻。
Now, he didn't do anything wrong.
佢冇做錯任何嘢。
But the late Mayor Menino said he would not allow this fast food company to open up in the city of Boston.
但係前波士頓嘅市長就係因為呢一個僱主佢唔贊成同性戀婚姻，於是就唔俾佢喺波士頓度開鋪頭。
And so we see there is already a pattern where those who disagree with gay marriage or against gay marriage would be punished.
所以我哋呢度已經見到嗰啲唔贊成同性戀婚姻嘅人係有可能會受到一啲嘅刑罰。
And so maybe our church, who is against gay marriage, would be seen as a bigoted and hate group.
可能我哋教会唔赞成同性恋婚姻，有可能我哋会成为一群被呢个社会憎恨嘅群体。
Our rental of the public school, for instance, in Chinatown, may be in jeopardy.
可能我哋唔会再可以喺公立学校里边借地方。
We may lose our tax exempt status.
可能我哋唔会再享受到一啲减税嘅优惠。
That is, we may have to pay real estate tax, for instance, for our property here and in Boston.
可能我哋对于我哋喺波士顿拥有嘅地方，我哋要俾地税。
Right now, you can make contributions to the church and deduct it from your income tax.
而家你喺教会嘅奉献可以每年有退税。
But that may change in the future.
但系将来可能会改变。
And so, maybe for many of you, maybe you might lose your job.
对于我哋个人嚟讲，我哋可能因为我哋嘅立场而失去我哋嘅工作。
Or miss out on a promotion.
可能亦都唔会俾升职。
What I'm saying is that there would be a challenge.To be a follower of Jesus Christ.
我只係想提出一點，就係作為耶穌嘅跟隨者，呢個係一個挑戰。
If we want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, it may be more and more difficult in the future.
如果我哋要作為耶穌嘅門徒，喺呢個世代裏邊，可能係會更加困難。
With that in mind, I want to look at the passage that was just read.
咁我想有呢個背景之後，想睇一睇今日我哋所讀嘅經文。
Because I believe this passage tells us what is the priority of a disciple.
我相信今日嘅經文話俾我哋聽，究竟作為主嘅門徒，我哋嘅優先次序係乜嘢？
Because we can say, well, boy, there's a lot of work to be done in the world.
我哋可能話：哇，呢個世界裏邊，事實上，我哋作為基督徒，我哋有好多好多嘢係。
Some of us may say, "Well, we need to get involved politically."
有啲人話我哋要喺政治上面去去加入。
We want to support political candidates that support our ideas.
我哋要去支持一啲係高舉基督教意義嘅一啲嘅政客。
We need to step up our evangelism.
我哋要去多啲傳福音。
That more and more people would come to Christ.
令到有更加多嘅人相信耶穌。
And to show people we're not a hate group, we need to especially be involved in helping people.
我哋可能要去多啲幫助社區群體裏邊嘅人。
And certainly there's a lot to be said for those activities.
當然嗰啲嘅活動每一樣都有佢嘅好處。
But What should be the priority of us who are followers of Jesus Christ?
但係對於我哋作為耶穌嘅門徒，究竟我哋嘅優先次序係乜嘢咧？
Now before we actually jump into this passage, I want to share with you the preceding context of this chapter.
我哋未去睇今日呢段經文之前，我想睇一睇路加福音第十章之前嘅一啲經文。
For instance, in verses 2 and 3, Jesus said, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
在路加福音第十章第二节，耶稣讲到佢话要收的庄稼多，作工的人少。
Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Many of you are familiar with that verse.
有多人都好熟悉呢一段嘅經文。
It tells us that there's a big harvest that's out there.
講到出邊嘅工場好大。
But there's not enough workers.
但係我哋唔夠人出去
做工。So we need to work, pray for more workers.
所以我哋要求天父去派多啲嘅人。
And then, in the passage just before the passage we're looking at, in Luke 10 verse 25, it has the parable of the Good Samaritan.
咁跟住亦都喺今日經文啱啱之前嘅路加福音第十章二十五至三十七節嗰度講到一個好撒瑪利亞人嘅比喻。
When Jesus responded to the question, "Who is my neighbor?"
咁而耶穌用嗰個比喻去答一個人問佢嘅問題，就係究竟邊一個係我嘅鄰舍。
And Jesus tells a story about a man that was beaten.
耶穌喺嗰度講到有一個俾悍匪打得好傷嘅人。
And there are religious people that just walk by.
有好多有宗教背景嘅人行過。
But Only the Samaritan went and helped this person.
但只有呢一个撒玛利亚人去帮呢一个受伤嘅人。
And so Jesus is saying we need to be a good neighbor.
所以耶稣讲到我哋要作为一个好嘅邻舍。
As we see needs, we need to jump in and help.
当我哋见到有身边人有需要嘅时候，我哋即刻去帮助。
And so in the preceding context to this passage, Jesus is stressing service.
所以喺今日呢段经文之前嘅好多节嘅经文，耶稣系讲到我哋要去作工，我哋要去为神做嘢。
He's telling us evangelism is very, very important.
佢讲到传福音系好紧要嘅一件事。
He's saying showing love in a tangible way is very important.
佢话我哋要用我哋行为爱我哋身边嘅人，呢样系好紧要嘅事。
But in this passage, Jesus tells us what should be the priority of a follower of Jesus Christ.
但喺今日呢段经文里边，耶稣去教我哋，究竟作为基督嘅门徒，我哋嘅优先次序系乜嘢？
Because many of us may think that the priority is serving.
所以因为我哋可能睇完之前嘅经文，我哋会话啊，我哋第一嘅次序就系我哋要去侍奉神。
But in the last verse of this passage, verse 42, Jesus says, "But one thing." Is necessary.
但喺今日经文最尾嗰度第四十二节，耶稣话：但是不可少的只有一件。
In another translation, it says only one thing is needed.
即系话我哋系需要做一样嘢。
What is that one thing?
咁究竟系咩咧？
Well, let's look at the passage and find out.
咁我哋一齐睇下今日嘅经文。
And this is a fairly short story, you might say.
今日嘅经文系一个好短嘅故事。
It starts in verse 38.
由第三十八节开始。
Where it says, Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
第三十八节咁样讲，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
In other portions of scripture, we probably can guess that this village is called Bethany, a few miles from Jerusalem.
呢一个村庄系叫伯达利，系喺耶路撒冷以外几里路嘅。
And this is about 6 months before Christ is to be crucified.
系呢件事情大概喺耶稣被钉喺十字架之前嘅六个月嘅时间。
In this village of Bethany, there lived a family, brothers and sisters named Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
而喺呢个村庄里边住咗一家人，有三个兄弟姊妹，有姐姐马大、妹妹玛利亚，同埋有一个细佬叫拉撒路。
It seems like Jesus encounters them frequently.
耶稣喺圣经里边都成日同佢哋接触。
And so the outline for my message is based on the three main characters in the story.
所以今日讲到嘅大纲就系根据呢三个人。
First, we look at the mission of Martha.
首先我哋去睇下马大佢嘅任务。
Apparently, Martha was the oldest of the siblings.
而马大系三兄弟姊妹里边最大嘅。
Certainly, she seems to be the most outspoken.
佢系最多嘢讲。
And she opens up her home to Jesus and his disciples.
佢热情嘅款待耶稣同埋佢嘅门徒去佢屋企。
You know that Jesus didn't have like a home.
大家知道耶稣其实佢系冇屋企嘅喎。
And so Martha extends hospitality to Jesus.
所以马大佢去邀请耶稣嚟佢屋企。
They would have a nice place to rest.
佢哋會有一個好嘅地方俾佢可以瞓覺。
They could have a nice home-cooked meal.
可以有一啲喺屋企一啲好好味嘅嘢食。
And Jesus could rest from his arduous ministry.
耶穌可以喺呢間屋裏邊去休息。
Now, sometimes people look at Martha and think that she was somehow a bad person.
有時我哋見到馬大，我哋覺得馬大係一個壞人。
But Martha was a good person.
但是马大其实是一个好的人。
In John chapter 11 verse 5, Jesus said that, and now Jesus loved Martha.
在约翰福音第11章第3节，都讲到耶稣是很爱马大。
And I'm sure that Martha loved Jesus.
但我们相信马大他都爱耶稣。
But here Martha extends this invitation to Jesus and his disciples.
在这里我们看到马大他就邀请耶稣和他的门徒来到他家。
So you have 13, at least 13 guests coming into your home for dinner.
所以至少你可以想象一下，至少有13个客人会来到你家吃饭。
It's like you inviting the whole pastoral staff to your house.
就好似你邀请成个教牧同工嚟你屋企一样。
I imagine you would be very stressed.
我相信你会觉得有大嘅压力。
You want to make sure your house is clean.
你会想清洁你间屋啦。
You want to make sure you place the Bible out on the coffee table.
你会想知道你将本圣经摆喺你个咖啡台上边啦。
You bring out the best dinnerware.
将你最好嘅餐具攞出嚟啦。
And you want this meal to be the best meal the pastoral staff ever ate.
你想将最好嘅食物带上。
In other words, you want everything to be perfect.
你想每一样嘢都系好完美嘅。
And so I think this is how Martha felt.
我相信呢个亦都系马大佢当时嘅谂法。
And particularly, she was that type of what we would call type A personality.
而我哋亦都知道佢系嗰种叫做type A 嘅性格嘅人。
That is, she was hardworking and driven.
佢系一个好有驱动力，系一个好勤力嘅人。
She was a person that was focused on the task at hand.
佢系一个好专注喺佢需要去做嘅事上面嘅人。
And like I said,It's not that Martha is a bad person.
Martha 唔係一個壞嘅人。
She's a good person.
佢係一個好好嘅人。
And there are lots of people like Martha in our church.
喺我哋教會裏邊都有好多好似馬大咁樣嘅人。
And we are glad they're in our church.
我哋好高興有咁樣嘅人喺我哋教會裏邊。
Because they're the people that get things done.
因為佢哋就係喺教會裏邊做好多嘢嘅人。
In fact,Martha reminds me of my mother-in-law.
馬大令我諗起我嘅外母。
Now my mother-in-law was a Christian, and she's went to be with the Lord a number of years ago now. But she was very much like Martha.
我外母佢係一個基督徒，佢幾年前就翻咗天家，佢好似馬大一樣。
I remember my wife and I would go and visit her on the weekend.
我會記得我同我太太週末嘅時候會探佢。
And she has a very small apartment in New York City.
佢喺紐約市裏邊住喺一個好細嘅房子裏邊。
Now the reason that we want to visit with my mother-in-law is to spend time with her.
我哋去探佢最主要係想去同佢有多啲時間相聚。
Because she was living alone.
因為佢自己一個人住。
But when we came to visit her, to be honest, we hardly interacted with her.
但當我哋去探佢嘅時候，好多時候我哋都冇乜機會同佢傾偈。
Because she was always in the kitchen.
因為佢成日都喺廚房裏邊。
And the kitchen was very small.
個廚房好細嘅。
And so we would be in the living room.
咁我哋就會喺客廳啦。
And we would see her back.
我哋就會成日見到佢個背面。
But she was always in the kitchen preparing the next meal.
咁佢就成日喺廚房裏邊去煮嘢食俾我哋食。
Even in the morning, she would get up and try to make bacon and eggs for us for breakfast.
就算喺朝頭早嘅時候，佢就會好早起身整煙肉蛋俾我哋作為早餐。
And she would stay up at night making dumplings so that we could take them home.
佢夜晚會留到好夜先瞓去整餃子，等我哋可以帶翻屋企食。
And as I reflected on our trip, we said.This is very good food.
當我諗翻我哋去探佢嘅時間，我哋就記得話好多好好味、好好嘅美食。
But we hardly spent time with my mother-in-law.
但係我哋就冇乜機會去同我外母傾偈。
And so I think she's very much like Martha.
所以我就諗起馬大就諗起佢。
And so Martha was focused probably on getting the best.Dinner for Christ and the disciples.
喺呢度，我哋可能都谂到马大佢嘅专注就系喺煮一餐最好嘅饭俾耶稣同埋佢嘅门徒。
But then next we see her sister Mary.
但系跟住我哋就见到佢个妹妹玛利亚。
Verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
咁喺第三十九節講，佢話他有一個妹子名叫瑪利亞，在耶穌腳前坐著聽他的道。
So we first saw the mission of Martha.
我首先見到馬大嘅任務。
But now we see the position of Mary.
跟住我哋喺呢度見到瑪利亞佢嘅位置。
Now it doesn't mention anything that Mary said.
呢度冇講到瑪利亞講過啲咩嘢。
But we see that she's at the feet of Jesus.
我哋見到佢就係坐咗喺耶穌嘅腳前。
Now, to sit at the feet of a teacher or master was a position of submission.
喺嗰陣時，我哋坐喺一個先生嘅腳嘅側邊咧，係代表你係去聽佢話。
Now, the teachers of that day didn't stand up in front of some blackboard.
昔日嘅教師佢哋唔喺一個黑板前面咁樣去教學嘅。
Rather, the teacher would sit at a seat, and then the disciples would sit at this master's feet.
而通常嗰陣時嘅教師通常係坐喺度，跟住佢啲學生咧就會坐喺佢嘅腳前邊。
And particularly what was unusual here is that Mary is a woman.
在这里一个特别的地方就是玛利亚她是一个女人。
Because normally in those days, only the men would sit at the master's feet.
因为在那段时通常只有男人才会坐在先生 的脚的前面。
And so there is a point here that's saying men and women are followers of Jesus Christ.
所以这里带出一点就是无论是男人和女人都可以作为耶稣的门徒。
It is just the same as the parable of the Good Samaritan.
就正如好似好撒瑪利亞人個比喻一樣。
Remember the Samaritans were half Jewish and half Gentile.
我哋知道撒瑪利亞人佢係一半係猶太人血統，一半咧係外邦人血統。
And the Samaritans were looked down by the Jews.
而撒瑪利亞人係俾猶太人歧視嘅。
And so, but.In that story, Jesus elevates the Samaritan as you might say the hero.
但係喺嗰個故事裏邊，耶穌就講到撒瑪利亞人佢做嘅係好好。
And so I think in this story, Jesus is elevating Mary, a woman, as the hero.
所以呢個故事裏邊，我哋可能睇到耶穌係特別高舉瑪利亞，因為佢係一個女人嘅身份。
Now, things were going well, they're having a dinner party and things, but all of a sudden there's a big blow up.
一切都好正常咁樣發生，事事都好似幾好咁樣，直至到有一件事時刻。
Now, in verse 40, it says, But Martha was distracted with much serving.
在第四十節裡面，那裡講到馬大侍候的事太多，心裡忙亂。
Now, again, Martha didn't necessarily do anything wrong.
在這裡講到馬大他沒有做錯任何事。
But certainly, maybe her attitude was changing.
但可能佢侍奉嘅態度開始有少少改變。
That as she thought about all the things that she needed to do, she was getting more and more stressed.
當佢諗到佢仲有咁多嘢要做嘅時候，佢開始感到好大嘅壓力。
And perhaps she was a person that was what I would call performance oriented.
可能我哋佢係嗰一種好注重個結果嘅一種人。
That is their self-esteem, their self-worth is based on what they do, their achievements.
可能佢嘅自信心係建築喺竟佢做到啲咩嘢嘅事嘅上邊。
She wanted to have the best meal for Jesus so Jesus could commend her and she would look good in Jesus' eyes.
可能佢想俾耶穌有最好嘅嘢食，以致耶穌可以讚賞佢。
In verse 40, again, it mentions Martha was distracted with much serving.
呢度講到馬太侍奉。侍候的事太多，心里忙乱。
Now that word distracted in the Greek literally means to be pulled or dragged away.
呢度心里忙乱其实有少少系讲到系拎走咗，俾人拖走咗嘅意思。
And so what was Martha being distracted from?
究竟馬大究竟佢分心咗喺边度咧？
Martha was distracted from Jesus.
佢唔記得咗專注喺耶穌嘅身上。
Maybe at that time the soup was boiling over.
可能嗰陣時啲湯就係滾瀉啦。
Maybe the fish was getting burned.
可能啲魚就係燶啦。
The table was not set.
個台未擺好。
And so she was getting more and more stressed.
所以佢就覺得好有壓力。
And so maybe she looks in from the kitchen and looks at Mary, but Mary is just sitting there listening to Jesus.
可能佢嘗試由廚房嗰度望出去，想望一望瑪利亞，而佢見到瑪利亞只不過係坐喺度聽耶穌嘅講道。
Maybe she purposely drops a few utensils, make a loud noise so that Mary would notice.
可能佢特登跌一啲嘅廚房用具，整一啲聲，希望瑪利亞會聽到。
But somehow Mary Mary doesn't listen.
但是瑪利亞聽不到。
And so finally she just kind of blows up.
所以到最後她就很生氣了。
And she says, and she went up to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.
她就去到耶穌面前 就說了，主啊，我的妹子留下我一個人侍候，你不在意嗎？请吩咐他来帮助我。
Martha was getting mad.
马大好嬲。
She was mad at Mary.
佢好嬲玛利亚唔帮手。
And she was actually mad at Jesus.
佢都开始对耶稣有少少嬲。
She's actually accusing Jesus of not caring.
佢话耶稣你唔在意咩？你唔介意咩
？And she's telling Jesus what he ought to do.
咁佢就叫耶稣同耶稣讲紧你应该做啲乜嘢。
And so, Martha.As Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, Martha was getting more and more angry.
当玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前去听耶稣的教训的时候，马大就越来越怒。
So what is the conclusion of Jesus?
究竟耶稣给了个什么结论呢？
Because I think many of us may be saying, oh, maybe Jesus should have said, yeah, Mary, go into the kitchen, help your sister.
可能大家会想，耶稣应该跟玛利亚说，你去帮下你家姐啦。
But that's not what Jesus said.
但是耶稣没这样说。
First, there's the negative, and there's a positive conclusion.
首先是有一个反面的回答，接着有一个正面的回答。
The negative conclusion is looking at Martha.
这个反面的回答是就住马大来讲的。
Verse 41 says, But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.
在第41节，耶稣这样讲，他说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Now, by Jesus repeating her name, it's sort of saying that Jesus wasn't like,super angry with Martha.
在这里我们见到耶稣说马大马大，我们可以想到耶稣不是用一个很恶的声音这样去跟马大说话。
He's actually being very gentle with her.
他是很温柔这样去跟马大说话。
And he acknowledges that she is feeling stressed.
耶稣去承认 马大他是感觉到很大压力。
Because Martha was doing, you might say, the right thing.
你可以说因为马大他是做紧啱嘅嘢。
She's serving.
他去侍奉。
But she was serving with the wrong spirit and wrong attitude.
但是他用一个错的态度去做这个服侍。
She was allowing all her excessive preparation to stress her up.
他容许他这个过分的准备，他的完美主义去令到他很有压力。
And as I mentioned, maybe Martha is like many of us.
我都讲到可能我们很多人都像马大。
Now, Chinese have a reputation of being hard workers.
我们中国人，我们有一个，我们是通常很多人都很勤力的。
And a lot of us get our self-esteem, from what we can do, what we have achieved.
很多时候我们的我们自己的骄傲，我们自我就是建立在我们做到什么事的身上。
And so many of us can be stressed out like Martha.
所以我们很多人都可能会很容易好像马大这样就会很有压力。
And so when we get stressed out, we begin to think of, in very selfish ways.
咁当我哋喺好有压力嘅情况之下，我哋就会谂嘅嘢就会好自我中心。
See, when we're serving and other people aren't doing what we're doing, we say, what's wrong with those people?
当我哋好用心、好用力咁样去侍奉，但系见到身边嘅人冇乜做嘢嘅时候，我哋就会谂啊，究竟身边嘅人有咩问题咧
？Don't they realize how important this ministry is?
我哋会话啊，究竟身边嘅人唔知道究竟呢一个嘅侍奉有几重要咩
？It could be teaching Awana.
我哋可能系在 Awana 的 program, Awana 的課程裡面去教。
It could be ushering or working the sound system. system.
或者可能是做招待，或者是做音响。
It could be visitation and outreach.
可能是探访。
Whatever it may be, we think that our ministry is the most important ministry.
无论我们在哪一个事工里面去做事，我们可能都会觉得我们的事工是最重要的。
And when other people aren't joining us, we begin to look down at them.
当我们看到身边的人不去跟我们同工的时候，我们可能就会有少少提低身边的人。
And the other thing is that sometimes people don't seem to appreciate what you're doing.
也都同时也都有可能身边的人他们没有去欣赏究竟你在这事工里面所付出的。
They don't even notice all the hard work and preparation you're putting in.
可能他们都没有留意你摆了很多时间心机下去。
And so we begin to be self-centered.
所以我们开始就会有自我中心。
Instead of serving with joy to the Lord, we're actually basically serving ourselves.
我们结果不是用一个喜乐的心去侍奉主，我们有少少好像是侍奉自己一样。
We may be serving the Lord, but we don't have a servant heart.
我们可能是服侍神，但我们没有一个仆人的心。
And I think that was the problem with Martha.
我想这个就是马大的问题。
On the other hand, we see Mary.
在第二方面我们看到玛利亚。
And this is the positive conclusion of Jesus.
这个就是玛利亚给一个正面 的答复。
Verse 42 says, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her.
在第四十二节耶稣这样说，他说但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So what was Mary doing?
竟玛利亚做什么呢？
She was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
她是坐在耶稣的脚前。
She was listening to his words.
她听耶稣的教导。
She was spending time with Jesus.
她在耶稣的身边。
Now, there's nothing wrong with serving Jesus.
她侍奉耶稣不是错的。
But Jesus is saying, this should be the priority.
但耶稣说玛利亚做的才是应该是一个优先的
事情。Spending time with me is the most important thing.
去花时间跟耶稣在一起才是最重要的。
And Mary is commended for making the right choice.
而玛利亚，耶稣就去赞赏玛利亚做了这个对的决定。
And she will get blessing from the Lord as a result.
她会因为这样而得到上好的福分。
And so, what is the application to us?
咁而家我哋系有咩应用咧？
We as the followers of Jesus must take time to listen and to learn from Jesus.
我哋作为耶稣嘅门徒，我哋需要花时间去学喺耶稣嘅话语里边去学习。
Now, one of the translations for disciple, the word disciple means a learner.
其中喺希腊文里边，门徒另一个意思就系学习者嘅意思。
And so we need to listen and learn from Jesus.
我哋要听耶稣嘅话，都喺耶稣嘅身上面去学习。
And obviously we don't have Jesus literally in our home, but we have His Word, don't we?
咁当然耶稣唔系喺我哋屋企入边啦，但系我哋有嘅话语，我哋有圣经。
And so we need to pay attention to His Word.
所以我哋要去留意圣经里边嘅教导。
We need to learn and feed upon His Word.
我哋要喺圣经里边学习，去喺圣经里边得到喂养。
Because if we work without worship, we will have a lot of stress.
因为当我们只是挂住侍奉，而在这个生命里面没有去敬拜神的时候，这样不是一件好事。
We will have a lot of anxiety.
我们会有很多的焦虑。
We have a lot of frustration.
我们会感觉很多的不开心。
We'll experience burnout.
我们到最后会延长。
And so Jesus is telling us here, yes, serving is important.
耶稣在这里讲到去侍奉他是重要。
But do not neglect your time with Jesus.
但系唔好忘记要同耶稣喺埋一齐。
And so discipleship is not so much a teeth-gritting devotion to duty.
所以作为耶稣嘅门徒，唔系一个咬牙切齿去为耶稣做事咁样嘅一件事。
Rather, it should be a joyful devotion and dependence on Christ.
应该系一个好喜乐嘅，有一个喜乐嘅心，我哋去倚靠同埋去跟随耶稣。
David expressed the same thing in Psalm 27, verse 4.
詩人大衛在詩篇第27篇第4節也都講到同一樣嘢。
David wrote, One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
詩人大衛在詩篇27章第4節這樣說，他說，有一件事我曾求耶和華，我仍要尋求，就是一生一世住在耶和華的殿中，瞻仰他的榮美，在他的殿裏求問。
And so even David is stressing to us the importance of spending time with the Lord.
所以詩人大衛在這裡也都講到我們每日花時間和耶穌在一起是很重要的。
Not just serving and doing His work.
不只是去侍奉，不只是身體力行這樣去做。
But growing in your worship of the Lord.
但在我們個人的敬拜生命裡面也要有成長。
And I think certainly there's application not only for corporate worship like this on Sunday morning.
當然不是只是講到我們一個團體方面的敬拜。
But also in terms of our personal worship day by day.
也都講到我們個人每一日的敬拜。
And certainly for many of us, certainly since you're here on this Sunday morning, maybe I'll stress a little bit about personal worship.
So, 至少大家今日星期日又一齊翻到嚟教會敬拜陣，我想特別講一講到我哋個人敬拜。
Because sometimes we're just so busy.
有時我哋真係好忙。
We got all these things to do.
我哋有好多好多嘢要做。
And again, many of those things may be good things.
有好多都係好事嚟噶。
You're serving in the church.
我哋喺教會裏邊侍奉。
You need to prepare a lesson.
我哋可能要去準備教。
You have to get up early to come to church.
我哋要早啲起身嚟到教會裏邊。
And so there's also your work.
但我哋亦都有自己嘅工作。
And your family.
我哋嘅家庭。
And so there's all these things that you need to do.
有好多好多好多嘢要做。
And so for many of us, we neglect our personal worship.
所以喺好多人喺個人嘅生活裏邊，我哋唔記得咗我哋自己個人生命嘅敬拜。
We don't take time to come into the Lord's presence.
我哋花得唔夠多時間去到神嘅面前。
And it's so easy today to find resources to help us.
喺現今嘅世代，我哋好容易就揾到好多唔同嘅資料資源去幫我哋。
Now it used to be that all we had was the Bible, and so we would have not. Sometimes we would not know where to start even.
有我哋以前可能淨係依靠聖經，我哋都唔知究竟由邊度讀起。
But now there are all these devotional helps.
現在我們有很多靈修的書籍可以用。
And today there are even devotions that you don't even have to read.
現在有些靈修 的資料你都不需要去讀。
For instance, there were some times that I got so tired I began to neglect my devotions.
所以好像我這樣，有時我很累很累，所以我都沒力量沒能力去靈修。
I mean, I couldn't even do our daily bread, which takes like 5 to 10 minutes.
有時我連daily bread 每日靈修只係用五分鐘嘅時間，我都冇呢一個力量去做。
But I found that if you look at it online, they actually have someone to read it for you.
但我揾到原來你喺網上面去睇嘅時候你係可以有人讀俾你聽嘅喎。
And so sometimes I was so tired, I would just say, okay, I just want to close my eyes and meditate and listen.To what someone reading the devotion to me.
有時我攰到睇都唔想睇嘅時候，我就話好啦，等我去等人讀俾我聽，我就會黑埋眼去聽人哋將靈修裏邊嘅資料去讀俾我聽。
Now I'm not sure if it's available in Chinese. It might be, but it's the least that we could do.
我唔知道有冇中文版，但係至少去係聽呢啲靈修嘅資料亦都係一個方法。
And so, what we should learn from this passage is that we need to make priority worshiping and spending time with the Lord.
所以今日經文裏邊，我哋學到就係我哋係要將去同神親近作為我哋嘅第一嘅次序。
And so we shouldn't think that we should not be like Martha, we should be like Mary.
但係我哋唔應該諗我哋唔應該完全唔似馬大，我哋應該好似瑪利亞咁樣。
We need to be both.
我哋需要又系马大又系玛利亚。
And God can help us to be both like Martha and serving, but also devoted to the Lord like Mary.
上帝可以帮我哋好似玛利亚咁样咁有心去侍奉，亦都似马大咁样咁有心嘅侍奉，亦都似玛利亚咁样咁愿意嘅去花时间喺去学习神嘅话语。
Now,I know some of you may be thinking, but I can't stop serving, you know, because the needs are so great.
雖然在座可能有些人會想，我不可以停止侍奉，因為個需要事實上太大。
Those children, for instance, they really need my help.
那些小朋友他真的很需要我去教導他。
Well, let me close with this illustration.
讓我用以下一個的例子去作總結。
I know many of you have taken airplanes.
我知道很多人都坐過飛機。
And before the plane takes off, the stewardess would come on and give the safety instructions.
當飛機起飛的時候，通常空姐都會來到，跟著就解釋下飛機上面的安全設施。
And one of the things that they would normally say is like, in the unlikely event of a loss of cabin pressure,the panel above you open and then an oxygen mask will drop down.
通常他們就會說在萬一如果機艙它的空氣壓力是有不同的時候，你上面就會有一個面罩拿下來給你，有一個氧氣罩跌下來給你用。
And you should take that mask, put it over your nose and mouth, and breathe normally.
他說你就要將那個罩放在你的口和你的鼻上面，跟著你就正常的呼吸。
But what do they say next?
咁跟住佢講咩咧？
They say if you're traveling with children or seated next to someone who needs assistance, place the mask on yourself first, then offer assistance.
咁跟住佢就話，如果你係同一啲小朋友一齊或者你側邊有個人係需要你幫助嘅時候，首先你將個氧氣罩擺喺你個面上邊，跟住你先至去幫你身邊嘅人。
Now why do they say that?
點解佢咁樣講咧？
I mean, shouldn't the helpless child be helped first?
我哋話嗰啲幫唔到自己嘅人，佢哋唔應該被幫助先咩？
The reason is in an event of this loss of cabin pressure, people will start becoming unconscious.
我哋知道就係當可能機艙裏邊佢嘅氣壓有唔好嘅時候，我哋就會開始暈。
And if you don't put the mask on yourself first, you will become unconscious.
如果我哋唔將氧氣個罩擺喺自己個面上面先嘅時候，我哋自己首先會暈倒。
And you won't be able to help your child.
咁我哋就唔會幫到我哋嘅子女或者身邊有需要幫助嘅人。
And so even though it may sound selfish in some sense, you need to help yourself first.
所以可能我哋覺得點解好似呢個行動咁自私？但係喺呢件事上面，我哋首先真係要幫我自己先。
Then you can go and serve other people.
咁我哋就可以去幫身邊嘅人。
And I think that's a good lesson for us in the church.
我覺得呢個亦都係我哋教會需要學嘅。
Because we say, those people they have so many great needs.
我哋可能話身邊嘅人真係有好多嘅需要。
And I'm going to sacrifice to help them.
我會犧牲我自己去幫身邊的人。
But if you neglect yourself, your own spiritual walk with the Lord, you won't be in good shape to help anyone.
但如果你忽略了你自己的個人靈命，你自己跟神的關係的時候，你不會可以幫到身邊的人。
And so this is the priority for a follower of Jesus Christ.
所以這個就是作為耶穌基督跟隨者的優先次序。
But we need to spend time with Jesus.
我哋要花時間喺耶穌嘅身上。
Serving is very important.
侍奉神係緊要。
We always need lots of help.
我哋成日都需要好多嘅人幫手。
But if you're going to serve long term, you need to spend time with Jesus.
但係如果你想長期嘅可以侍奉神，首先你每一日都要喺耶穌身上去學習。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我哋一齊低頭祈禱。